Hello and welcome to Balls Out, No Flops for episode 139. This week we're going to talk about the cynical disruptor, outsourcing refereeing, the South Sydney soap opera, hyphens, a round six temperature check, and what was Ricky Stewart eating in the box? You know what's happening? I'm just getting into the song more and more and just letting it go and letting it play. Well, firstly, welcome back Morten Paragon from his disgusting illness.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking gross. Lost my voice, which is...
That's all you got. Without that, you're fucking nothing.
All I've got's my looks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're not a bad-looking gentleman.
Yeah, so that was some kind of... I think it was fungal. I feel like it was fungal.
Yeah.
You felt fungal at the time.
Definitely.
But I'm feeling good now, as you know.
You look like a truffle.
I've just had 13 fucking skewers of meat
an
hour ago. Each. And I'm feeling I'm feeling regret, actually, is what I'm feeling. But, yeah. Right. Let's make this caked quick before salt. I shit myself.
It was all caked in salt.
Caked in salt and cumin, apparently.
Cumin. Someone was cumin in your mouth. Okay, and a big welcome to Duke Hendricks.
Hey,
thanks for joining us this week, Duke.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Welcome aboard.
I have to say, I was coming here, I was expecting like Playboy bunnies with plates of Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, just for the listeners out there who haven't been here, which I'm sure.
There's everyone except
there's like medicine cabinets and stuff here and rocking chair over there, and it's just a real sort of old man cave.
But there's still Coke.
Yeah, there's still Coke.
Don't take all the mystery away, mate. Give them something.
Mm. Oh, well, Jimmy the Hand loves it in here.
This podcast is becoming like my idea. I had this idea with Mrs. Paragon. We're going to buy this cafe. And every Tuesday night, we're going to have the same band play, but they're always auditioning for a bass player, and they never find one.
Oh, that's good.
Every week, every Tuesday, another bass player comes in. That's what this pod's becoming, the third seat. Ray Carney, sponsored by Abdul's Hair Plugs Memorial Seat, has become just a rotating ship of fools.
He's going to be there Anzac Day, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
He won't know what to do.
No.
Half Turk, half Aussie. You'll end up just...
Yeah, killing himself.
Kamikaze shit. Yeah.
Not before he gets the plugs in. All right, so it was a interesting week in rugby league. Well, let's go to our balls out and our flops.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head. Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
Balls out, flop. What's it going to be? Morten Paragon, go.
I am going let's start positive, eh?
Why?
Balls out. Ricky Stewart.
Ah,
Ricky. I have decided that I am now watching Canberra games backwards. I'm watching the press conference first. I'm going to go back. I'm just going to watch it and rewind.
Yeah.
Two-speed rewind, except for the press conference.
Mm.
That I'm watching in normal time.
Yeah, with his press conference, if you watch the press conference first, you can't tell who won.
Yeah, nah. That's true.
You can't tell who won, who lost, because he's so negative.
He wins every time.
Yeah.
He wins.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's the winner. So, Let's go. Ricky Stewart fired up. I mean, Ricky versus Dez.
What? What? That was better than the UFC match.
Yeah, I don't want to see fucking Paul Gallen versus some other washed up. I want to see Ricky v. Dez in the ring.
Solomon Hamona.
Yeah. Ricky v. Dez, I'd pay to watch that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I would.
Who's
actually...
your money on, though? Who's the money on?
I'm going Ricky.
I'm going Dez.
There you go.
I'm going Dez.
It's hard, isn't it? They're both halves. Dezzy did a little bit of time in the forwards.
Did he?
Yeah, you played a bit of hooker.
But don't forget, Dezzy, wasn't Dezzy the fittest guy in rugby league for years and years?
Yeah, you've seen him now, though?
Yeah, still.
He's gone off that cliff, man.
Yeah.
He is fucking, you'd let me. Anyway, Ricky Stewart fired up a rival coach, Dez Hasler, over the Titans coach's suggestion the team was unfairly treated by the referees. Titans had only 40% possession and made 160 more tackles. He might have had a point.
Fuck.
Stewart was asked about Hasler's comments and looked bemused. Quote, fuck, he's on another planet. If he's critical of the six agains and the penalties, he's on another planet. Does that mean he's on two planets?
Maybe he's a Mormon.
Maybe it was Uranus. I'll just get it out there.
Because the Mormons believe there's a planet behind Pluto, which is actually heaven. So maybe...
So he's on both of those.
Yeah, well, he's on Pluto and... I don't know.
Now, he kept going.
Yeah, let's hear it.
He coached well. So there's a bit of a conciliatory, you know. But, see, I love that. It's like, you're looking good today, Floyd. But... He coached well, but the way they cheated with hands on the ball, making me horny. The way they cheated on the ground, this sounds like what I want my sex life to be. If we want to go back to last year or the years we've had, no worries. We'll start wrestling and we'll start cheating too. Jeez.
Oh. So he's put cheating in there, and cheating in there three times.
Yes.
You can't say that.
Three cheats.
Not three times.
Three cheats and two fucking planets. Fucking,
so it's like, a full house.
Yeah. New sci-fi series.
I'd watch that. Netflix just bought the rights to his to his press conference.
Mate, if you're playing Friday Night Poker and someone throws down three cheats and two planets,
that's it.
You're they done. Just fucking done.
You just get up. You know, it's not my night.
No, I'm done.
The only thing you can do is knock over their chips with your balls. That's it. That's it. That's the only thing that trumps that.
Yeah, that's when you actually accuse at that stage that they're cheating. Three cheats and two planets. You must be doing. You must have something under the table, motherfucker.
That's all right. I buy it, but that's part of the theatre, isn't it?
Anyway, I love this because it of the same vintage. They played against each other, and you know what I really like about this is Ricky isn't afraid to kick a man when he's right down.
No,
we all respect that.
No,
because we actually had a conversation in the car on the way here, which was like a bad episode of Reservoir Dogs. We're not good people. I don't know if you know this, but we're not nice people. We were talking about someone who was nice, and we were marvelling at him.
Mm.
And we were saying we were the kind of people who are on the receiving end of charity.
Of niceness.
Not the givers of charity.
Well, you can't have charity without cunts like us. It doesn't exist.
Otherwise, the charitable would have nothing to do.
You got martyrs.
And they would become like us.
Yeah, how are they going to get to heaven without us?
There's nothing to compare themselves to.
We're better than them.
We give them
purpose.
Yeah. Anyway, see, the Titans have come out of the traps fucking five losses and a bye in six rounds, and Ricky's decided, I'm just going to put the boot right in, call them cheats while we're at it.
Like three times.
So if they're cheating
and
they can't win a game, how shit are they? Like, if they play by the rules.
But also, from what you've read, if you were watching it backwards, like you said, you'd think they lost.
Yes.
You'd think the Raiders have lost. I'm going to watch this and see what Ricky's going on about. And then you see that they won.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Does that sound like a winning coach?
Not to me. Sounds like a whinging coach.
Well, he's probably so used to not winning that he doesn't have a winning speech.
Well, yeah. Larry, you did...
imagine that.
Larry, you did a course on 18th century, 19th and 20th century dictators. This is what you do, right?
Yeah.
You keep your people in a constantly uptight and depressed state by showing them the threats, the problems, and you're the only one who can solve it,
exactly.
Right?
And you keep them scared.
Keep them scared.
Because they'd be sitting there going, fuck, did we win?
Yeah.
Or didn't we win?
Mm.
I wish he was...
See, they'd be confused too.
I wish he was bald. If he was bald,
Don't wish that on anyone, buddy.
This would be even funnier. I want a bald Ricky Stewart.
Bald Ricky Stewart. I'll give him a couple of years.
That's disgusting.
No?
That's on a planet behind...
That's another planet.
Planet behind Pluto.
Mate, if you've got three planets and three cheats, you're definitely cheating.
Well, consider...
One of the most disturbing stories I heard was Gus Gould was talking about being... I don't know where he was, but he was in a hotel room with Ricky, and he said they both polished off a couple of slabs of beer and spent the night wrestling.
Mm. They polished off each other.
Come on, man. I just had 13 sticks of meat. I can't.
Can you imagine anything worse than that?
Yeah.
I mean, that is like a sentence. That's like you've been sentenced to wrestling Ricky Stewart for 24 hours.
That's horrific. Fucking
hell.
Fuck. Or Gus.
He's a nuggety little prick, Ricky Stewart.
Oh, yeah, he's big.
You know what I like about Ricky Stewart? He's from a rugby... Well, I don't like this. He's from a rugby union background, but you'd never tell. Mm. He's totally taken on rugby league.
That's right, he did. He did.
He was a rugby player.
Yeah.
His old man made him play with pneumonia, remember?
Yeah. Took him to a grand final. He had pneumonia. It was raining.
It was like -2 in Canberra.
Yeah, do you reckon he tells this story every fucking week at training?
He tells it every time he gets pulled over. I know that.
Every week. You know who's good?
Who?
Ethan Strange, man.
Ah, yeah.
He's good.
Making captain now.
Doctor Strange.
Just making captain for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he's fucking good.
How long have they got him signed up for? They just re-signed him.
They just upgraded him for 11 years.
Yeah, but they've already made the decision if they ever play an away game against the Roosters, they're just telling him he's injured and he has to stay at home.
Because
if he sees Bondi once, he's fucking gone.
Where's he from?
He's a junior from there. He's a country boy, yeah. He's a country boy.
Cootamundra?
Possibly.
You know, it's just
Weewa, I reckon.
Weewa.
Yeah.
He's good, but.
Yeah, he's very good. But he's part of that up-and-coming crop, isn't he?
Crop of Canberrans.
Well, up-and-coming.
I like Tomoko, too.
Tomoko, yeah.
He's good.
That's a Japanese name, right?
Mm.
Tomoko!
And I like, I think Xavier Savage might be something.
He's good.
Now he's bulking out. He was too skinny a year, but now he's starting to look good.
Now the roids have hit. He spent the weekend at the Flanagan's place.
Yeah. And I don't mind Brett Mullen's nephew on the other wing.
Who's he?
What's his fucking name? Jack?
I know his surname's Mullins.
Jack Mullins.
No, he's not. No, his surname's not Mullins.
Was it a Stewart? There's a Stewart.
Yeah. Ricky. Anyway, balls out, Ricky. You're fucking killing me with your press conferences.
No, Ricky's an ornament. Look. He's an ornament of the game. But so is Dez.
I wish all the coaches were like Ricky and just said what they were thinking.
Yes.
Mm. You know, instead of this bullshit, you know.
Chicken shit.
Yeah, crap. Give us something good.
Give us something
like
good.
Like JD when he walked out. Are we going to talk about that later?
Talk about whatever the fuck you
but
want.
But when he walked out after his little presser... 27 seconds, you could see there were tears in his eyes.
Mm.
His voice was breaking and he was passionate.
I thought he was doing a piss take of Mal Meninga's political career.
Well, that...
Which is funny genius you when you think that. About
That's
it.
Great.
It's actual That's fucking great.
It was twice as long, though, as his... all right, go your flop. We'll move on to the South.
You want my flop? Schiller. That's who I was talking about. He's Mullins' nephew, James Schiller, on the wing there.
Schiller.
All right, flop. Where do I start? Fucking disruptor rule.
Mm.
This
cynical disruptor.
Now, number one, I don't like anyone saying cynical in a negative way.
No.
There's nothing wrong with being a cynic.
Cynicism. No, cynicism is what separates us from the animals.
Yes. I mean, it's one of the things. I watched 12 Monkeys again last night. Oh, sorry.
I'm only 11 in.
Fair enough. Why can't you jump up in the air? Like, it's not about knocking the other player anymore.
Mm.
Like, there was one in the Souths game, wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah. We got a penalty for it, actually.
But if you jump up in the air and decide not to catch the ball, but you don't hit the opposition fullback, who gives a fuck?
Well...
And I don't like...
The referees.
Well, someone...
Why? What's this shit?
Someone got penalised.
No one was asking for this.
Who was it that got penalised who jumped in the air, had his eyes on the ball...
Warriors game.
...the whole time, didn't touch...
Yes.
...didn't touch the fullback, and they said it's a cynical disruptor. Now, who came up with that name.
I like the name. I like the name. I got to say,
why do we want, like a punk band?
Why do it's you know who yeah. you know? It feels like a rule that Ray Carney would come up with because he hates kick tries.
Yeah,
because this rule is like to make it so easy for the defending team to get the ball.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's a Ray Carney cynical disruptor.
So
it's just shit.
That means anyone, almost anyone that jumps and gets in the peripheral vision yeah, of the receiver yeah. is a cynical disruptor.
Yeah. So you're not allowed to jump now. Where are we? Are we in fucking 1960s East Germany here? Why can't you jump?
I wish we were.
Nice women.
Yeah.
And very repressed.
Can you imagine the bush, the amount of bush?
Mate, you would need
one bush too.
You'd need a weed whacker.
I got one.
Look, I reckon.
Exactly. I carry one with me.
Cord's broken.
That's all
I reckon
up.
The name Cynical Disruptor came from Anthony Seibold. He used his Harvard degree. They said, look, we've got this rule. What do we call it?
Yeah.
And he looked through his Harvard books and said, I think it's Cynical Disruptor, mate.
Cynical Disruptor.
Kermit.
He would have run it by Abdo.
Yeah. Who wouldn't understand? Abdo wouldn't know what cynical or the word disruptor meant because English is his second language.
Mm. So, hey, Abdo.
It is, isn't it? He's like, off mind your language. Yes, please.
I cannot stand him. Anyway, that rule is just stupid. In fact, I want to go back the other way. You know my rule. When the ball's in the air, off a kick.
Everything's fair.
Yep.
Everything's there. Balls go in the air, everything's fair. Yeah. How, including you can run in off the bench if you want.
When the mound's on the ground, give it a pound.
Balls in the air, everything's fair. That's a much better rule.
That's
and
a t-shirt.
Sounds way
That's
better.
A t-shirt.
And sounds much better than Cynical Disruptor.
Yeah.
Maybe there should be a rule where the Cynical Disruptor has to do a nursery rhyme before they jump. So one potato, two potato, three potato, four, and then they can jump after four potatoes.
They come up with a limerick.
Yeah, and the touchy has to count the potatoes, right? And he blows his whistle into his flag. He only did three potatoes, sir.
What is this shit?
Now, you know what you do? You give them a little GoPro. And so then the...
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so then the bunker can look at the footage of the GoPro, and if the GoPro is pointed at the ball, he's going for the ball.
What about drone? Have a fucking drone there.
Just while we're on fullbacks, vaguely, Mick Ennis, your Kalyn Ponga fixation.
He wants to scissor him, doesn't he?
Is beyond fucking normal at this point.
Yeah.
Like, it is disturbing. I'd be taking out an AVO immediately if I was Kalyn Ponga. This, I couldn't listen to it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And when he's got nothing to say, Ponga will just get the ball, get tackled, and you'll hear Ennis in the background go, what the fuck? What are you fucking laughing at?
Yeah.
My neighbour was covering his kid's ears. He thought it was like R-rated.
Yeah.
It's just like unnatural, his obsession.
Yeah, it's weird when they do that. Like, what's his name?
I get it. You got
Joey with Cam Murray.
Yeah. I get you got to pump
talking
up
about
the stars
seeing him in the showers.
Joey takes it to another level.
I'd
but
like to be in the showers. Is he still doing that? I don't know. I don't watch Channel 9.
No one does.
Yeah,
no one.
But
knows.
That's be yeah. No.
How about this? Warren Smith. They send him over to America for the Masters golf, but they don't. They won't send him the fucking Leichhardt Oval for a Tigers game. Like, what's with that shit?
Yeah. Well, it's cheaper. It's cheaper to go to fucking America than it is to Leichhardt.
Easier parking.
That's for sure. This cunt's still trying to get out of the car park from 3 weeks ago.
Are they doing most of their broadcasting from the studio now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Fox do. Yeah,
yeah, so Fox is.
He's in Sydney and they won't send him to like Leichhardt, but they'll send him to Augusta, Georgia for the golf.
Yeah.
Mm. Better than Astor spewing because he took off last year just to go watch it, remember?
Yeah. He took long service.
Anyway, I'm all flopped out, but Ricky Stewart, I'm right on board, mate. I love your work.
Have you got a balls out or a flop, Duke?
No.
No.
No. Okay, I've got a flop.
I knew that no wouldn't last. And I knew it'd be a flop.
Cynical disruptor right here.
Cynical disruptor.
I've got a flop. Look, I'm going to talk female referees for a minute. Okay. I know this is going to be controversial.
This is normally your jam.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. We can split.
You could be a good cop this week.
Yeah, we can split the blame.
Yeah. So, what's her name? Belinda Sharp.
Belinda Sharp.
Belinda Sharp is refereeing a game.
We don't have to name names.
Okay.
Sharp.
She. Well, there's two she's. The other she's all right.
Okay.
Casey Badger.
Yeah. She's all right.
What did I say about names?
You said we're not using them. That's strike one.
You're fucking out of here. You'll have to scissor with Ennis.
I'll have to. I don't know if I can get past Bonga.
Oh, God. Whoop, whoop. Well, you know,
go on.
We don't want to be sexist here. You're talking about those two scissoring. Are we allowed to talk about?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is there a cool
men scissoring? Okay. Women scissoring. No.
Just ask. Anyway, Belinda Sharpe screams, man. She screams when she's refereeing a game.
She's a bit shrill.
Yeah. And I was lying on the couch. I was falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard it. Scream holding or whatever it was, and I woke up and I said, I did put the bins out.
And no one needs that on a weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a nagging wife. It's like having a nagging wife on the field.
On the TV, yeah.
I mean, she's
infiltrating the one thing that we have.
She's nagging all the players. Nagging all. I heard her tell someone to do their shoelaces up on the run. She said, do your shoelaces up, will you? Like, Jesus. Yes, mum.
Fucking hell.
That's my flop. You know, the other one.
She should tell one of those cunts to go wash her car.
Yeah.
Imagine half time. 10 minutes.
The Corolla. Blue Corolla.
Blue Corolla.
It's and got the bucket.
It's got the little smelly thing. It's a garden gnome. Get out there.
But am I right?
Of course you're right. Of course it's right. But I want to take you back to the washing car thing. Do you remember when we were kids and we thought we'd go wash cars for money?
You two were kids?
We were kids. And no one had a bucket.
Because it was the depression.
This is fucking 70s Australia, right?
No one had a bucket.
Every
did they have a wooden pail?
Well, no. Do you remember what we used?
No.
We, in 70s Maroubra, just fucking Aussies, as far as the eye could see,
we
took a fucking Lebanese cheese halloumi bucket with Arab writing all over it to try and wash people's cars. You'd never seen so many fucking doors slam. Not going to do it. Can we wash your car? They look at our bucket. Yeah, fuck off.
The only reason we didn't take a bucket, because buckets in those days were made of fucking metal.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were too heavy.
Mm. I'm not fucking carrying that up the road.
Now, you may be thinking that you were saying when you're at the door, can I wash your car?
Yeah.
But what they were hearing is, can I blow up your car? You know it's true.
Yeah. I just remember. Look at the halloumi bucket.
How long it took to wash like a 1970s Valiant? Those things were fucking enormous.
It was a five-man job for 4 hours.
And people took great pride in them, you know.
I know. Mm. My dad had a purple Valiant
with a black vinyl roof.
My father-in-law worked on the Snowy River scheme. And when he finished, he got, at the end of it as a bonus, they said, you can have a block of land in Jindabyne. Now, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Or a purple Valiant. Yeah. And he took the Valiant.
Oh, well.
He's like, what the fuck was going to do with that? So he took the Valiant.
That's fucking crazy.
Awesome.
I mean, seems like the right decision. You got any balls out of flops, Lawrence?
Yeah, I do. Big flop to Nicho Hynes.
Really?
Yeah, don't like him. He comes across as this pretty boy, nice guy.
Yes.
Nice, but he's a whinging little bitch.
Yeah, it's true.
He's a whinger, man. He was whinging to the ref. Well, I was at the game, as were you.
Oh, to both games. I went out to the Jets before, as you know.
And a flop to the fucking, to the Caitlyn Jenner looking motherfucker, Cronulla supporter that came and sat in front of me.
His in old, the South members?
Yeah. His old Cronulla bat. I was throwing shit at her.
Yeah.
I
got her in the back of the head. I know with one you're of those going, long grapes.
I know you're going shit, but that was the least people I've ever seen in the borough.
Mm.
I thought they were diehards. I thought no matter what, they'd go.
They're dead.
They're actually dead.
Yeah,
they died. Okay, fair enough. Then.
Last.
Because I was straight across from the borough.
You can't.
Fucking no one there.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So my flop to her too. Caitlyn Jenner, whatever the fuck you were.
I thought Duke was going to slap you just then.
Did you throw a Duke at her?
No, I threw Mrs. Floyd brought these long grapes. Have you seen those long black grapes?
Big purple ones. Yeah, they're excellent.
The new ones?
Yeah, I got a
peek. They look like shit, but they eat good. They're good eating. Yeah. Shout out to the five fucking gargantuan fucking 140-kilo guys who were drinking behind me at that game. I thought I was going to die, but you're quite nice.
Mm.
I haven't felt that small in a long fucking time. They were...
Come to the bathroom.
Big fucking units.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such podcasts as Confessions of a Monkey Sex Worker and Bongo Goes to Turkmenistan. But today I'm here to tell you about Balls Out No Flops, the wildest and craziest take on rugby league you'll ever hear. From council pickup funerals to who plays center in jail league, it's all here. Subscribe and follow on all the socials and podcast players. And keep up to date with merchandise and other news on their website, ballsoutnoflops.com.
All right, so we're going to go to the South Sydney Soap Opera.
SSSO.
Balls out to Jai Gray. That kid has got fucking moxie. He played for 15 minutes and already his highlights reel was better than Latrell's. His fucking first three things that he did.
I was watching the game and I thought, what's he doing? Oh, he's running.
Yeah.
He's actually running. He didn't pass it 30 metres to the right.
What about when he jumped in the in goal? They put up a bomb. He jumped, wrestled it off a fucking Sharks player and ran 30 metres.
Yeah.
Got to respect anyone that wrestles a shark, man.
Yeah.
You just have to.
I saw a thing about that. It was a TikTok video, right? And they're saying if you see a shark, you don't swim away from it. You fucking face it head on.
Yes.
You just stay there, and then you just push it away when it comes at you.
Easier said than done.
Yeah.
They also say if you see one of those fucking goannas the size of a dog. Have you seen one that big?
Yeah,
they're terrifying. When you see a real one, they reckon you should just lie down.
And it'll, let it fuck you.
And it'll just think you're like a fucking log or something. And I'm like, I ain't lying down with one of those motherfuckers around me.
Yeah, fuck.
Wake up with an inseminated fucking iguana inside me. Jai Gray's 168 centimetres tall.
Yeah, he's tiny.
He's going to be one of the smallest players in the NRL.
They tried to get him a children's fair over to LA.
Mm. Yeah, we wouldn't know. He could just go under the turnstile. Then you got...
5'6", that is.
He does have to sit in the plane too, though.
Then you got Blake Taff.
Yeah.
So South's got this production line of small fullbacks.
Mm. Yeah.
Apart from your currently suspended fullback.
Fatrell.
So I think we need an under 170 centimetre summer 5-on-5 beach football league.
Oh, yeah.
Who wouldn't watch this shit?
It's like midget wrestling.
And we all love watching midgets wrestle. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
One touchline is just the ocean.
Mm.
So if you want to keep running in the water, Johnny Utah, Point Breakstock, go for your life.
The other one's Marine Parade.
Yeah. I'd watch 5-on-5 beach footy.
What could go wrong?
Taff v. Gray.
I'd watch it too.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
And then think it, nah, it keeps, I don't know what it's doing, man.
Just put it back in your pants. We'll all be fine.
There we go.
So I was interested at the end of the game, Cody Walker.
Yeah.
Who I didn't realise was playing for the first 50 minutes.
Neither did he.
Said that South's players still want to fight for JD, and they're here for him. It's very nice.
What else is he going to say?
He wants to play.
Mm.
That's what he's saying. I will play football.
But for my $650,000 a year. Oh, no, he's probably on more now.
Probably more.
Cody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 900 grand a year.
So, he'd be getting back-ended now, wouldn't he?
I hope so. This is a soap opera. Like, you got Mal Meninga basically publicly saying repeatedly, yeah, I'm up for this for an interim coaching job, which apparently has never been offered.
Right.
Well, he keeps saying.
But he's like, yeah, I'm very interested.
No one's spoken to me, but I am super interested. Super interested.
He's basically saying, if you want to give me $500,000 to take this fucking train wreck for 4 months and we'll get a few wins, which means we'll look better than we do now, no problem.
Yeah.
That's not your solution, man. That is not a solution. Like,
yeah, look,
then what do you do?
They're getting him for one reason to look after Latrell and Cody.
Yeah, basically, he's a babysitter. He's there to tell Latrell you're playing in the centres.
Yeah,
because everyone's too scared to do it.
That's right. We're going to give you $500,000 to tell Latrell he's in the centres. I'll do it. I'll do it for 10 grand right now.
Yeah,
you'd do it for 5 meat skewers, from what I've seen.
Jesus.
With only if they're assaulted, heavily assaulted as they were.
We had too many, didn't we?
We had 39 between the three of us.
It was all right. We had 40.
It was a bit of all right.
Nah, we should have had one more.
Yeah,
39 just to sounds make like it 40. An odd fucking
No,
number.
We had more because he got the chicken skins, remember?
Now, did you?
Yeah, chicken skin.
I was too busy eating. Now, we were having a look the other night, Biff, while we were at the game. I know they're not playing well. I understand all this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But can I just... Here's who Souths have played this year. Manly, Brisbane, yeah. Roosters,
yeah.
Bulldogs, which was your one win, Warriors, Sharks. That's one hell of a fucking draw.
Yeah.
Gets, and then you have a bye, and then you've got Storm yeah. and Penrith.
Yeah.
It's that's like the worst fucking
draw.
8 or 9 rounds you could have, yeah, that's basically.
Right. It's a shit draw. Don't tell me Politis has nothing to do with this, man.
No Tigers, no Titans, no fucking Saints. Just
yeah, no Dragons.
Politis. You're basically playing the top 8 from oh, yeah, last sorry. Year, right?
Politis is sitting there. He's got popcorn. He's telling me, okay, who was ours? Yeah, he's... He is in charge of the draw, man.
Yeah, of
he's
course he is.
He's in charge of the draw. Cars for everyone. Give us a good draw.
Yeah.
That is an amazingly hard string of fucking games. And yeah. I know they wanted to go to Vegas and all that, but they had to go to Vegas, come back, and you got that string of games. A lot of teams would be 1 or 2 out of 6 with that draw.
Yeah.
Like, that is brutal shit.
But if you look at that draw happens again at the back end of the season. So even if we do string 10, say we strung 10 games together, then that happens and you're fucked again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
like I'm a Dogs fan. If we had that draw, it'd be like they're out to get us. They want us to stay at the bottom.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's exactly
if we say it, we sound like we got tinfoil hats. Everyone goes, oh, well, South Sydney fan complaining. Oh, okay, that's credible.
It's true, though. It's a fuck draw, but
take
even
your
worse.
Take tinfoil hat off, you cunt.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's brutal, but. So where to from now? You've got the bye. You've got 2 weeks. I'm assuming
sounds like
JD is going to be there in 2 weeks. Yeah,
yeah, it's a weird one.
Bit of a turnaround, it seems.
Yeah,
they did try hard on Saturday night.
Yeah, but they said this is the game
down to one man though.
This is the game, JD's last game, right? We lose by 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
We lose by 10 points, and they say, "Oh well, you tried, so we're going to give you another
Look,
go."
To me, that says they've put their feelers out. No one wants the job.
I think so.
Yeah.
You're
or
ready?
They're asking too much.
Because Madge said no, didn't he? He turned it down. He said, I'm not interested
Madge
at all.
I don't think Madge is an option. I mean, he's getting a crack at New South Wales.
Mm.
I can't see him doing both. And I can't see him flicking New South Wales before he started. So
yeah.
I don't think he's an option. I mean, how many clubs are waiting to see what Wayne Bennett does?
Two, at least.
Yeah, they're talking para. They're talking about, but I'm pissed off about Madge because Madge lives around the corner from me.
I know.
And I thought if he took the South thing again, I could go around there, you know, during the week and just tell him what to do.
Yeah.
With your bucket and say, you want your car washed.
The halloumi bucket. You know what you should do.
I could tell him what to do, you know. I could tell him, you know, but he would set Latrell straight. Madge doesn't take any shit.
No.
Well, if Latrell was demoted to reserve grade for 3 weeks... He'd say, you know, he'd soon realise, oh, shit, you know.
What message was he trying to send dropping Damien Cook?
That's a mystery to
me. Yeah, Cook plays, we win, I reckon. Well, we're down to one man too, though, on the bench. Let's remember
in your
that.
Darkest times this year, like the Warriors game, as an impartial, I'm watching Souths and going, okay, Burgess looks like he's trying. Murray always tries his
Tom
ass
Burgess
off.
Was man of the match.
And Cookie always tries.
Yeah.
I've said to you a million times, I think you misuse Cookie. I don't think he's an 80-minute player, particularly now. You should use him more as an impact player. But dropping him, I don't understand. What was the message there?
I think the message was, I'm too scared to drop Latrell. Oh, so I'm going to drop a white guy.
Drop Cody. Yeah. He should have dropped Cody.
I would say so.
Mm. Out of the two, who tries more?
When you're a shit team.
If you're going completely by effort.
Yeah. That's all you care about.
When you're
who's
a shit
balls
team.
To the wall effort. That's all. Yeah. That's what you're judging. Because if you think, well, okay, we're not up to scratch or we haven't got the cattle, then you're just looking for max effort, right?
Yeah.
You can't fault Cookie on that.
No.
Particularly when, even in the Bennett era, you guys have just abused him as an 80-minute fucking player.
Mm.
He plays whether you're losing by 30, winning by... And so many South games, I'm sitting there going, just get Cookie off.
Yeah.
Why are you just wearing him down to nothing here? What for? And then they drop him. I can't see him being a dissenting voice in the dressing room. I can't. I guess that's why they dropped him, right? Because he'd cop it on the chin.
Yeah, that's right. And when
it seems odd. That was a very odd fucking move. Of all players to drop.
Mm. I didn't agree with it.
Like my list of who not to drop in South would be in Cam Murray and then Cookie.
Yeah.
And when you're losing, when you're in a losing team, you've got to try and turn it around with your defense. Mm. And Cookie's one of the best defenders in the comp. Last year, I think it was last year or the year before, he had the most tackles in the competition. Last year, if he didn't have the most, he was close. The week before, he had 40 tackles on what they called a slow game, or on a game that he was dropped over.
He has bled for you guys, man. And he's still, it's not like a legacy thing. He's still a good player.
That's right.
He needs to be back in next week.
His attack hasn't been as good, but who can attack in that team when you don't have forwards that are going forward?
Thank God Donut Satola's fucking injured.
So you're going to play Storm, Penrith, and then I think it's Saints, and then Latrell comes back. Can you imagine the shitstorm for the week he comes back about where's he playing?
He comes back for the Saints game.
Does he?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
So he missed the Cronulla one. So.
Can you imagine the shitstorm the week leading up to that?
Can I say? Yeah.
And again, that means the entire club, not team, club, is just revolving around him again.
You know what? I observed something funny because he did come to the game. Mm. He was at the Sharks game. He was sitting in front of us. I mean, kids go and get their photos with him, and that, which was nice of him. He took everyone's photos, signed everyone's autographs, did everything. When he sat down, when Jai Gray was going really well, he was actually pushing the guy next to him and laughing and clapping. And it looked to me like, oh, fuck, this guy's got my job.
Mm.
You know? That's what it looked like to me, observing him.
Well, it all comes down to how Jai Gray goes in the next 3 weeks, doesn't it?
Oh, he'll go.
If he plays like he did...
Mm.
Then Latrell has no business coming back at fullback.
Hey, mate, I'd put Jack White in a fullback before Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah, me too.
He got a bit lost there.
He did, but he used to play fullback. At least you know he'd run the ball back.
The last game he played, he did not look like he wanted to play football. Mm. He just did not look like he wanted to play football, so fuck off. Mm. If you don't want to play, fuck off.
Latrell, we're talking about you.
I'm not impressed by the Sharks at all.
No, they were pedestrian.
Under strength team.
Pedestrian.
They're a 7, 8, 9, 10 team. And even if they get a bit higher on the table, they're not going to challenge the elite teams. Before I went out to the game, I watched the first hour or so of Warriors Manly.
Yeah, that was a good game.
They're real. Mm. Both those teams are real. Yeah. Manly's only kryptonite is can they do it for 80?
Yeah.
But those.
And will Tom survive?
Those two teams are. Real teams.
The real deal.
And Cronulla wasn't super impressed.
Says something about Seibold, eh?
Yeah.
He's actually fought through all that shit and he's willing to come up trumps, but he's starting to float.
He does have a great leadership group there between the Trbojevic's and Cherry Evans.
Cherry Evans. He's got the second best halfback in the game.
He's got some real leaders in the club.
But he always starts off strong and then when it gets towards... say the third quarter of the season, they usually implode. Whoever he's had with us, when he had us, we imploded. Brisbane imploded.
He imploded earlier, Brisbane.
Yeah, Brisbane. So you have to see. Mm. I think he's got this passive, aggressive type of personality. And
you think he's got a personality? All right.
Well, I'm no psychologist. No.
Okay.
We're seen a few.
This never happened to the other fella.
Now, I was talking to you, Duke, last night, as it were.
Yeah.
And you came up with a great idea for referees. Would you care to enlighten us?
Scissoring?
Why not?
All of them at once.
That was plan A.
Winner takes all.
That was plan B, German referees. I think we should export German referees in. They're efficient and they're strict.
And they should be sponsored by Bosch.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Bosch referees.
And with the German accent, it just sounds so...
more authoritative.
Exactly. Yeah. Exact words I was going to say. So, that is a cynical disruptor.
Maybe for like New South Wales Cup, just a cost cut, we could get like Bulgarians.
Ah, that'd be Romanians. Some gypsies out there. Yeah. That was above the shoulders.
That was an escort. I'll have one.
How good would that be?
Lifting.
They can't use the word escort in a rugby league game. It's so fucking distracting. Yeah. Like, it's just
escort. Ten Morton schnell.
That'd be unreal. That just adds another layer to it, doesn't
That's
it?
Right.
It makes the game more serious.
Well, plus, because they've got precision, man.
The you're offside like a blitzkrieg.
This is nine.
All German refs.
Bring him in, train him up.
Like in the NFL, they want all Aussie kickers.
Yeah,
that's right.
So we get all German refs.
All German refs. Oh, what about German female refs?
We're not talking about football anymore.
All right. Now who cares?
But yeah, but I think it makes it, like you say, it makes it sound more authoritative and everyone will take the game more serious, you know?
They'll clean up shit too. They'll clean up shit.
Efficiency and
Mad Mondays.
And the Germans are known for their hygiene. So they will clean everything.
They can just send Horsbro. As soon as he comes on, just 10.
10 Morton!
Just you, dirty fuck, 10. Gone. I'm worried about a few players' hygiene, but I'll leave that to next week. There's a few players.
No, I really like that. I like the idea of bringing Germans over. Their precision.
Touchies as well?
Yeah, touchies. And bunker.
I'd like French touchies.
German bunker. Well, that's already been done, right?
That even sounds good. German bunker.
That's already been done.
French touchies I'd like.
French touchies. Yeah. Like can-can dances.
Just to mix it up, put a bit of
European flavour.
Yeah, European flavour into it. Imagine some poor French bastard at Penrith on a Friday night copping a juice. Why would anyone want to be a touch judge?
Oh, my eyes are not painted on.
Why would anyone be a touch judge?
Or a ref. I just go, you know.
Refs
better. You're in the middle.
Refs get 300 grand, right?
But a touchy hears all the abuse. Refs wouldn't hear 98% of the abuse, only when they're coming on off the field. But touchies just get fucking smashed every week.
I may or may not have called a touchy a motherfucking rock ape.
This week?
This week, yeah.
Yeah, the touchy on our side in the second half was getting smashed by the Souths fans down where I was.
He was a fucking idiot.
But the thing is,
I couldn't actually see what he'd done.
He was a motherfucking rock ape.
I couldn't see anything he'd done wrong.
But the touchies...
But they're into him hard.
Forward passes, man. He missed like 40 of them.
There's 50 in every game now, man.
But he missed them.
Fuck.
Funstacker!
You can throw a forward pass at a dummy half every time and they won't call it. Like, no one gives a shit. Mm. That's the cam.
But touchies get abused by the players, too. The players say shit to the touchies that they wouldn't say to the ref. You see them on the sideline, are you fucking blind?
Would they be doing that to a can-can dancer if she's kicking up?
I wouldn't think so. No. I wouldn't think so. I guess
they'd be lying on the ground feigning a shoulder injury.
Yeah. Sniffing wildly.
German refs would clean the game up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Greatly.
I think it's something we should look into, and it'll go into my weekly email to Abdo.
Fucking Abdo, I hate that prick.
That's right, and German refs wouldn't give a shit what anyone said to them.
So you go Germans for NRL, Bulgarians/Romanians for New South Wales Cup. Who's doing like Harold Matthews and Flegg?
Albanians? Albanians and any of the Russians, Belarus, Georgia,
Kazakhstan, any of those motherfuckers.
Can you imagine the bribes? They just have to run out there with a
They're not rule-abiding people, generally, I don't think.
No, that's right.
I met a Russian guy, right? He was a builder. I met this Russian builder at a party. And he's just a funny cunt. He goes, I'm going back to Russia. I said, why? He goes, you're not even allowed to have fireworks here. I'm going back for the fireworks. Well, that's legitimate.
East, I was having a conversation with someone the other day. Eastern Europeans love fireworks. Mm. And if you've ever done a New Year's Eve in anywhere in Eastern Europe,
I have.
If you fucking move, they throw fireworks at you.
Yeah.
Like just.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm talking human, animal, fucking anything. Anything moves, they just throw fireworks at you.
Mate, chuck bungers at you.
It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, that's great.
And they're all fucked up on their own alcohol that they made in their basement.
Yeah.
I wasn't in Prague. I was in some other place in the Czech Republic on a New Year's Eve. And we get in at like 7 at night and the pubs are empty. We go, what the f-? And they all come out about 10 They've all been at home drinking their fucking homemade shit
out of the bathtub.
And they've got fucking 16 Roman candles under each arm. And they're fucking throwing bungers at any, like, just it's like they've all got motion sensors on them. You shift, you fucking just get a bunger at you. No, it was terrifying.
I miss fireworks, man.
I do too.
I mean, it's our generation fucked it for everyone, but
I fell down the stairs that night. It was icy, and I did like the cartoon fall where your fucking feet just go up in the air. Landed, my feet were 8 feet in the air, landed on my ass. That was the best thing that happened to me that night. The rest of it went downhill from there. It was a village of the damn shit. Yeah. I don't even know where the hell I was.
Where was this?
Somewhere in the Czech Republic.
I was in
Brno. That's where it was.
Brno.
Yeah,
which no longer exists.
Probably not.
It's been annexed.
That day was fucked too, because apparently there's two fucking Bornos, and we went to the wrong. I was lost for about 6 hours.
Don't go to the other one, whatever you do.
It was just a scene, man. That day included, we're coming from Vienna on a train, and the train stopped somewhere, and I look out the window, and they've got a vending machine on this random station. I don't even know if it was in Austria or Czech Republic, and it was a Pez vending machine. And I just get up and run out of the train and start putting money in, and the fucking train takes off.
With your missus and all your luggage.
What a fucking day I had. Like,
so what happened? How did you solve that?
We're talking the 90s, man. I can't remember shit. But we didn't have phones. I know that much.
Had to wait 24 hours for the next train.
Well, my Pez didn't come out, so I was arguing with people who couldn't understand me.
Similar debacle in Slovenia with me and the missus. We get our tickets to go like 2 hours across to fucking to Ljubljana. We're somewhere else. I can't even remember what it's called.
Not Ljubljana.
Yeah, not Ljubljana. It's 2 hours away by train. And I said to her, which platform? She goes, 9! So I go, all right, I go up, I'm platform 9, and I see the fucking train pull in on the opposite platform, like 6, and just fucking go. And it was the only train for the day. And I went downstairs, I said, was that the train? She goes, you missed it! I said, but you saw me fucking platform 9. She goes, no, track 9! Oh, fuck me, dude! How am I supposed to know
the difference between a track and a platform?
The numbers.
When he said nine, I thought that meant no.
Yeah. Worst 69 ever.
That was fucked. It's fucked. So we ended up getting a taxi, and it was cheaper.
There you go.
What about we're on that plane? We were on a plane.
This has now become a travel podcast.
Travel podcast.
Somewhere in Europe, and I look out the window, and the wing is attached by gaffer tape.
Oh, yeah. That was it.
It's shaking like it's Italian. I couldn't even talk. I'm pointing at him.
Yeah.
He had to stand.
Yeah. He had to stand up the back.
Yeah. I had to stand for a little while till I got a seat. We had to, because they'd sold our seats.
Yeah.
So they told us to stand up the back. stand up back.
What airline was this?
Yeah. It was, not Spain. Who's that other country?
Portugal.
Yeah. Portugal Air.
Yeah.
So they made us stand up. We're standing up for takeoff, and I pointed. I said, look at that fucking wing, and it's got gaffer tape around it. And I said, that's it. We're dead, man.
That was a tall count was sitting in my seat. I got there. I was going, this is my seat. He's going, oh, no. It's okay. It's okay. I go, no, it's not fucking okay. It's my fucking seat. He goes, it's okay. It's okay. And then the fucking host, he just grabs me and drags me out the back, and I'm standing.
Mate, if I have to stand at the back of a plane, I want fucking nonstop meals.
Or blowjobs.
Yeah.
Or both.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right, football.
Football.
So, hyphens.
Oh, well, I was watching Daily Cherry Evans when he broke the record last week at Brookvale.
Yes.
I'm thinking, well, many things went through my head. Number one, would he be as good a player if he was just Daily Cherry?
Or Daily Evans.
Daily Evans, forget it.
It doesn't work, eh?
Daily Evans.
Cherry's just a bit virginal, really.
Yeah.
That's not working.
That's what a
Daly Evans is an accountant. An accountant in
ball boy, I reckon. Daly Evans. That's as high as he's getting. Ball boy.
Yeah. Ball man.
He's
a ball man.
We're the ball man. So
why don't they have older ball boys? What are the 30 or 40 year old ball men?
Yeah, you know, like the real hardcore supporters?
Yeah.
Those guys who, you know, those motherfuckers that sit on the, like, you remember when the Dogs played the Roosters a couple of Friday nights ago?
Yeah.
And it was like
torrential
shit. And this, there's four people at the ground. There's plenty of undercover seating.
The guy,
but they still sit on the fence in their seat.
Yeah. The guy with his snorkel. Yeah, he had a snorkel and goggles. He should be. Let he should have been ball man.
Let them be the ball man.
Yeah,
I saw. I saw a guy at the Bulldogs game. The rain was going sideways. He was getting blown fucking shit all over him. Yet, and I respect this, he had the tenacity to pull out a lunchbox and a drumstick, a chicken drumstick, and start eating it. He was just fucking pissing out.
Anyway, hyphens.
Hyphens.
So then I thought, who are the great hyphens in rugby league?
Mm.
And of course, the first name that came in my head was Wally Fullerton Smith.
And it'll be the last name you think about when you go to sleep.
I forgot about him too.
Yeah, I forgot all about him.
Wally Fullerton Smith.
Have you got a footy card of him?
Yes. Yeah, do you remember the jaw on that? Do you remember the jaw on that bastard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had like a pre-steroids jaw.
Imagine him trying to kiss
Roger
Cleary.
Roger
Ranger. Yeah, he was a full Roger. So we got Tobias Fidow.
Yeah.
So there's two of us, a Sheck.
Is Tobias Fidow a hyphen? I thought that was his, Tobias was his Christian name. And Fido was his surname.
No, Sofa Solomona?
Yeah.
At a car? This is a fucking... There should be a hyphen team.
Yeah.
Watani Zalesniak?
Watani Zalesniak.
Campbell Gillard.
Fuck. Watani Zalesniak's an interesting one, isn't it? Because that's like, you know, Polynesian crossed with fucking East European.
Yeah.
That's like a killing machine.
We were Hargraves? Your front row is Weriah Hargraves and Campbell Gillard.
Yeah.
And you got Fisher Harris. That's the best front row in the comp.
Maybe that's what we're missing.
Fatala Mariner, he's shit, but you put him in there. Marshall King.
We need some hyphens in South.
Nickel Klokstad. It's a gun fucking team.
Yeah.
The hyphens. The great fucking jersey. Just a line.
I'd so love that's that, what yeah. as a it's selector. A line. As a selector, that's what you look for now. You hyphens. Look for the young guys with hyphenated names because they're gonna be the
Yeah,
they're going to be the next superstar.
So then I start thinking.
Gray Churchill.
And I don't want to cast aspersions on anyone's upbringing.
But you do.
But I will. Does maybe a possibly troubled upbringing lead to the resilience that's needed for rugby league? A little bit of family
Definitely. Definitely.
Is that
you need your players, especially your forwards, you know, being beaten like a redheaded stepchild as they're growing up.
Michael Cheekham. He's not a good.
No. I don't know. That's not hyphenated. I think it's just.
He's a hyphen. I've researched hyphens, mate.
Cheekham.
I deep dived on hyphens. I hyphenated the fuck out of these.
Okay.
Even if they don't want to be hyphenated, I added one.
All right.
The hyphens would be a great team. I think the hyphens would finish in the top eight.
Well, that goes back to your having tougher names for teams. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
You want tougher names for teams.
Yeah, that's right. If they're going to bring in these new teams.
So you just put a P in front in brackets and they can be the python.
The pythons.
Pythons with a lisp.
And you put a hyphen somewhere in the name. The python.
Well, they should do it for at least one game at the beginning of the season, you know, instead of having the indigenous team versus the best of it. The hyphens. Bring the hyphens in.
Hyphens versus Silverwater Jail.
Yeah. Everyone in Silverwater Jail. Everyone in Silverwater Jail.
He's not watching that. I'm telling you, this would be a great team.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This is better than the team I made 3 years ago of currently playing ex-Bulldogs, which was a very good fucking team. But the hyphens, can you imagine a team of Tobias Fidow, Tuivasa-Sheck, Addo Carr, in the Chance Nickel Klokstad?
Looks like seven fullbacks.
Yeah, which is the modern game.
Yeah,
You could have a fullback, a flack, and a backup flack.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Fuck it, oath.
Not only would I watch that, I'd watch that on pay-per-view.
You'd pay for that.
Yeah, you'd pay
extra.
For that.
I'll be looking into other punctuation in the following weeks. But
forward
that's
slash.
His power.
Backslash, maybe.
Can I ask just an unscripted question? What is Josh Schuster? He's not hyphenated.
He's not a hyphen.
22 years old, head like an Easter Island statue, talented.
Yeah.
They've extended this fucker to 2025 for $800,000 a year.
Jesus Christ.
And he's playing at park football in Blacktown. Is he completely shit or is he our new hero?
Is he a new genius? Yeah. Has he seen that he doesn't have to work?
He's got a great job, hasn't he? He's got like one of the best jobs that you can get, you know, besides Luttrell's job. Luttrell's like the CEO of that shit. But
CEO of Bludgeon. But we were having lunch today with a few of the other wags, and they were saying that there's clauses built into his contract that if he doesn't perform, he won't get paid out.
That's right. So, and apparently he hasn't met all of those clauses.
Mm.
So he might not get paid out.
Yeah.
They're just going to ship him off, and whoever buys him for whatever price he's worth now. What do you think he'd be worth now?
$2.50.
Yeah, he's not worth
what's he worth? About 200, 300 maybe? Not even that. He's not playing first grade. He's not a first grade player. He's got all the talent in the world.
Has he thrown a look pass yet? Not a no look.
Apparently he's playing shit in fucking in the Blacktown team too.
I've only ever seen him throw no look passes. Yeah. I want to see a look pass. Yeah. Yeah. I want him to actually look where
he can't do it.
I don't think he can.
He can't do it.
Does his head not swivel? Is that what it is?
He's got a cynical disruptor neck.
He's got a neck? I don't think he can turn his head.
Mm.
I've yet to see him throw a pass and look at the player he's throwing the fucking ball to.
That's interesting, isn't it?
I can't even really remember any games he's played, and he played in so few.
He played in KFC versus McDonald's.
And won.
And won both.
Both?
Yeah. Captain coach.
No, that was a
draw. Is that
his
precedent case?
Yeah. He won both. And the Hungry Jack's Cup.
He's 22 and
that's fucking crazy.
Borderline washed up.
He's 22 and he's washed up. And I mean, coming from the three of us who were washed up in our early 20s also.
Yes.
Yeah, but we went on 800 grand.
The fuck, no, we'd be dead. We'd be 21 and dead.
Yeah. So if he goes, if someone else takes him, Manly have got 800 grand to play with.
Yeah. You know what it's going to be? I got it for you, man. He's going to the Titans. Ooh. And Fafita's coming to Manly.
If that happens, that's...
It works, right?
Yeah, it does.
Ooh.
Desi will rehabilitate him out at the Fat Farm. They can go together.
Or we can get him into the wrestling where that other guy died. In the octagon.
Allegedly.
Fuck. Get him in the death octagon. Desi's death octagon.
Fafita to Manly.
Apparently, allegedly.
If Fafita goes to Manly, they are the physically biggest team that's ever played rugby league, I'd say.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
That'd be fucking huge.
Yeah. And you can't lose a comp. Oh, you got Seabold, but you'd have to win a comp, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course. All right, let's move on.
60-minute comp, they would.
We're going to do a temperature check, but we're also, at the same time, we're going to do the our predictions for the week.
Ooh.
What the fuck's a temperature check?
We'll show you. Just bend over.
Well, I'll leave the room.
Oh, this again? You just call it something different every week.
Here's my cynical disruptor in Uranus.
Oh, that's right. I've got no fucking...
Yeah, I can do it, mate. It's all good. What do you want? This my week's games?
My Wi-Fi. Well, let's do the temperature check.
Well, as you say, we'll do it as we go. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow, Roosters playing Thursday night. Roosters v Melbourne.
Yeah, so...
Both teams are paying exactly the same price on Sportsbet at the moment.
Yeah, so their temperature check is first and second, right?
Mm.
So far, they're tracking really well. My neck is freezing.
I'm putting the Schuster neck.
Really?
Yeah.
It's boiling in here.
Duke Hendricks, who's winning? Roosters, Storm.
Storm. I'm not rating the Roosters. I really, you know.
You're not?
All the teams I've played, all the teams I've beaten have been very ordinary.
I'm rating them with Manu at fullback.
Yeah. They're better.
Teddy's great, but he's on the way down.
Yeah.
But I think Melbourne are on the way up.
When Manu plays fullback, Teddy got injured when Kikau killed him, right?
Yeah.
And when Manu goes to fullback, if you're supporting the other team, you're fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Because no, you can't stop him when he just can bob up anywhere on the field.
Yeah, he's good.
He is a fucking load, man. Now, he's going to, they're saying he's going to French rugby in 2025 for $1.2 million.
Yeah.
Isn't he only going for 1 year?
It's a bit weird that no NRL club would stump up for him.
Like I'm sure they will, but he probably wouldn't go.
He's a fucking gun.
I think he wants to go live in France for a while.
Oh, that sounds terrible, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Melbourne should have lost to the Dogs last Friday night.
Yeah, that's true too. Mm. This is a flip of the coin. I mean, they're dead even, right?
Oh, where's it at? It's at the Roosters.
Yeah. At the Roosters.
Yeah, well, that makes it a bit different. But look, I'm thinking... Yeah, I'm thinking Storm.
I'm going Storm just because I don't want the Roosters.
Do they get...
Storm have an equal top on the ladder, and you feel like they only got Munster back this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to give it to the Roosters, though. They've got fucking grit. They'll fight.
They're back three.
They will fight.
They just need to play tear it up the guts footy, Roosters. Like when they do that, they look so good. Yeah. And they just rip it up, man. Because their halves are so-so anyway.
Yeah, they got good forwards.
Oh, I thought Pappenhausen had his best game since he's come back last week. Munster, he's just come back. Once they get those combinations together, they're going to be fucking...
Yeah.
What's happened to... What's his name? The big forward.
Nelson.
When's he coming back?
He's doing some time. Well, probably this week, I say.
Yeah,
he came back 5 kilos heavier than he should have.
Yeah, but still, when he comes back, like, he's a force to be reckoned with.
He's a hyphen to be reckoned with.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right. Roosters, I'd say, at home.
Yeah.
How far can Melbourne go this year?
Top four. And then it's anyone. Once the top four's settled, it's anyone's fucking game.
Friday, 6 o'clock.
Coveted spot.
Who gives a fuck about this? Saints-Warriors at Wynn Stadium. No game at Wynn Stadium should be 6 o'clock. It should be a Sunday afternoon with a setting sun.
Yeah. That's right. Over the ocean.
How are you supposed to come up with some good shots here at 6 o'clock on Friday night?
Yeah.
When everyone's at fucking Waves nightclub.
with the light.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
With the jail lighting they got too.
That's when I'd be there now. 6 o'clock.
The prison lighting.
So I think Saints have had their good game for the month.
Warriors going to win that. Yeah.
You would think so.
They're too good. They're tracking well, top four side.
Yeah, they'll like the Warriors?
Close. They'll be close to top four, I reckon.
They're an impressive team, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are.
This coach has got
fucking
them.
Fucking coach.
He's a great coach.
We needed to get that guy.
Yeah. And John Shaunson should be, if not the next, very soon, Prime Minister of New Zealand. You heard this guy talk?
Yeah. Yep.
He speaks better than most of our elected officials in this country.
Yeah, that's right.
He honestly fucking
He's very does. Well spoken.
He's, yeah, he's the man. Well last week when they played Manly, him and Cherry Evans got interviewed after the game. It was like the end of a debating.
Yeah, it's like fucking Harvard versus Oxford. Oxford debate.
Yeah, but then they balanced it out because the next interview I heard was Adam Fanua Blake. Anyway, yeah. For a while it sounded good. I like the Warriors.
Yeah.
And when you hear the players.
Yeah, I'm picking the Warriors.
When you hear their players talk, they're obviously parroting the coaches. Yeah. Message. Yeah. He's got them on track, man. Yeah. They know if they just can grind it out, they've got the talent to win any game. They got Chance at fullback now. You got two behemoth wingers. You got RTS in the centres.
Well, you got RTS that's a fullback, right? You got DWZ that's a fullback, and you've got Chance that's a fullback. So you got three very smart players.
That's like an Origin team.
Yeah.
Big bopper forwards. Mm. And we're saying even blokes like Mitch Barnett are good for the Warriors. Just to tear it up hard nut players.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. I think they're going to have a good year, the Warriors.
What do you think about RTS?
I love him. I think he's a great player.
I think he is part of the reason they're doing well is his willingness to just be a team man.
Yeah.
And they all respect him so... Like, he is fucking God over there.
Yeah.
And rightly so, he's a great player his whole career, right? And the fact that he's just gone, I'll play wherever coach puts me, I think... is a real message to the whole playing squad.
Yeah.
Like
Latrell?
Yeah,
100%. 100%. Man. How's that for a comparison?
Yeah.
Him to Latrell.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I'll play anywhere.
I mean, if someone said to you, you want to swap these two blokes next week.
A fucking oath.
Jesus. Great hyphen, too.
Jeez.
Para and the Dolphins is 8 o'clock Friday in. I fucking hate this game. Talk about fucking mood lighting. This is the Darwin game. With the school fence and around the oval.
Yeah.
The fucking...
That's so depressing.
Why?
Brad Arthur's got 30 bottles of water in front of him.
If we're going to Northern Territory, play this motherfucker underneath Uluru.
Yeah. On top of Uluru.
In the red fucking dirt. Play it there.
Yeah.
Not fucking Darwin, which has a curfew at the moment. Is anyone going to be at this fucking thing?
Yeah, they have to go at halftime, apparently.
Imagine that. Imagine the cops come in at halftime. All right.
Everyone out.
Anyone under... What's the curfew for? 15? Anyone under 15? Out.
Jesus. No, it'd be 18, probably.
18. Anyone under 18? Get out of here.
I'm going to take the Dolphins here, just on climate.
Okay.
They're used to hot temperatures.
Are they getting anyone back?
It's only Monday, so I'm not sure. But I don't think so. I think most of their injuries are long. Love that kid at halfback, but for the Dolphins.
Yeah. And so they've got O'Sullivan playing reserve grade.
Yeah.
If I was fucking a recruiter for South, because we don't have one, I'd be going after him. I'd be throwing everything at O'Sullivan, getting him down.
I thought Hawkins was all right, you know. Huh? I thought Hawkins was all right on Saturday night.
He was okay.
He was okay.
O'Sullivan's been through the Penrith. what you call it, school.
What do you make of Parramatta?
Penrith School.
Not the suburb, the team.
The same thing for both of them.
they're missing Moses.
Needs more accessible parking.
Yeah. And they're shit house without their halfback.
Missing Moses big time.
Oh, fuck it.
Big time. It's just like Moses is a one-man team. Is that what's
so
happening there?
If that's what they are,
yeah,
they're not much.
Well, no. I think he makes everyone else play better around him. When Moses is there, Gutherson's heaps better.
But Gutho...
We're talking about Mitchell Moses or Moses?
Moses.
Right.
The guy that fucked up sex for everyone for the next 6,000 years.
Thanks, dickhead.
Yeah. Parted the seas, but fucking shut the legs.
And then gave us the fucking Ten Commandments.
Thanks,
buddy.
Mate. Yeah. I love being told what to do. Yeah, everyone who knows me knows I love being told what to do. Fuck off, Moses.
Yeah. If I want to covet my neighbour's wife, I'm going to covet her.
Didn't they find the tablets in Utah?
Yeah.
So we're now a religion. What do we say this is? A parody education podcast.
Parody education. There was something else too.
Something about meat sticks. Anyway, Dolphins are going to win this because it's hot. Wayne Bennett might pass out up there. I don't know if he can handle this kind of fucking conditions
and
at his age.
Brad Arthur to have. Let's bet on how many bottles Arthur will have. I reckon it's 14 water bottles in front
14
of
14 water bottles.
20. It's got to be 20.
20? Yeah.
Why does no one talk about sacking Brad Arthur?
They do.
He's been there for 10 fucking years.
Mrs. Arthur does.
The only one who doesn't talk about sucking Brad Arthur is Brad Arthur.
Yeah.
Every time they interview him, he's, oh, yeah, you've been here 11 years, you know, do you think...
Yeah, that's 11, right.
After 11 years, you'd want three grand finals, wouldn't you, for 11 years? Like, what's a coach's tenure? What's a successful tenure for a coach?
11 grand finals.
I love the word tenure. Yeah.
Tenure!
I prefer BR.
But you know,
Brad
he should have. He should have at least.
He should have three.
Yeah, at least one GF under his belt. I mean, look at Madge. He got one in 2014. 2 years later, he was gone.
Yeah.
You know,
get out.
Get out.
Saturday, Panthers. Oh,
Brad Arthur, get out.
This is the start of the Tigers' demise, isn't it? Panthers West Tigers, 3 o'clock.
Jeez. That's a Bathurst, right?
Ray Carney's favourite. He loves a Bathurst game. So we got Darwin and Bathurst.
He'd be watching it. Ray would be watching it on his phone, wouldn't he?
He doesn't like the camera work. He doesn't like the lighting.
He doesn't like the sky.
He doesn't like the big sky. He doesn't like big sky. He feels intimidated by a big sky.
Yeah. Fair enough.
He hates the Bathurst sky.
You know, fair. I understand that.
Penrith will win this by a lot.
400.
Yeah.
What are the odds on that one?
I don't know because I'm off on something else at the moment because my phone's shat.
What's the temperature at...
At Bathurst at 3 o'clock on a Saturday. It starts at 25 degrees, but by the end of the game, it's minus 7.
Jesus.
I've never felt as cold as a couple of games I played at Bathurst. I thought my nuts had actually frozen once. Just waiting for the game to start. Bathurst and Orange.
When I worked on the railways, this guy, for some reason, I can't remember... I got under his skin. He was from Bathurst.
Oh, geez. You got under someone's
skin. For some reason.
And he threatened, he said, I'll kick your balls up into your throat till I become flippers.
Flippers?
So if there's anyone from Bathurst can explain that to me, it seems like a regional insult. But he was psychotic. He was fucking nuts.
I thought it was you want to wear your balls as earrings. Isn't that what it was? Back in the day?
Flippers.
Well, yeah, flippers. I'll kick your balls up in your throat till I become flippers.
We were talking about this the other day. In the 70s and 80s, there were the weirdest fucking insults and threats.
Yeah, get a dog up ya.
Yeah.
Remember and, that? Get a dog up ya.
And some
why do I want to... Did anyone ever suck a dead dog's balls?
Yeah. Someone down the track.
Someone must have.
Moses.
You ready for my tip of the week?
Go. Yes.
Titans, 5:30, will beat Manly in the Des Hasler retribution game.
Whoa.
Fucking.
Wow.
Bang.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yep, you know it.
Yeah. I'm putting my house on that.
And your loomy bucket. Yeah. It reeks of Hasler.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're tipping him?
Sure.
Because
they got to win at some point.
Okay, all right.
They have to win at some point.
We'll tip him. Let's do it.
Des Hasler will beat Manly.
Okay.
And then he will strut around like a man who's just won the comp. You'll look skinny.
That'd be awesome. That
he'll
would
look
be
skinny
fucking
again.
Awesome.
He'll strut around like a fat, depressed peacock with a toupee.
See, the problem is...
Isn't that Seabold?
The problem is when your team's shit, you can't do the Des Hasler shtick, you know, like be arrogant and not to talk to media and give one word answers. You can only do that when you're winning. So it's time to win, Desmond.
Did you see his last interview?
He doesn't look up anymore, does he?
No, he doesn't look up. He's not looking anyone in the eye.
Hostage video. He's doing hostage video.
He's like Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. He's got that aspy, real aspy fucking...
Won't hear a bad word about Brian Wilson.
No, I love... I love Brian Wilson.
Invented stereo with one ear. Come on.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Come on.
I love Brian Wilson. Oh. But I'm saying the aspiness that it took to make Pet Sounds also...
like his Desi the, making
yeah, is the genius. The genius that is the Titans' defense.
I still maintain the Titans just left the comp right now quietly. Would anyone notice?
But No. The Titans, to me, I still call them the Seagulls.
They should be.
I call them the Crushers.
The Giants.
That's a bloke.
There was a Gold Coast team called the Giants, wasn't there? Giants
and Crushers.
And no.
Yeah.
That was South Queensland Crushers.
Well, same.
Hey, a couple of things I noticed at the game the other night, because I was in the bar looking down at where people go into the South's members areas. A couple of things. Number one, shout out to the guy who was just strutting around in a pair of shorts and a Western Reds jersey. Excellent.
Okay. Love it.
But here's a tip for the uninitiated. They're very officious when you go into the South's members about having your members pass, aren't they? But I saw about three people pull the same lurk to get into South's members. You go to the tuck shop / bar, three tuck cans shop will get you into the South's members. You come back with three, so picture carrying three cans, you got it. You got the can triangle, double-handed can triangle, and then you just look at the person on the gate and you're just like, you just sort of wobble around, like, I can't get my phone out, can't get my ticket out.
Yeah.
Every time they let them in.
Just wave you through.
So if you want to go into South's members from now on, three cans.
No. Don't be letting
three people, cans will get you in.
Giving people the hack. Because that's a toilet I use.
I saw a mum with just like bags of chips and pies, two arms holding them, straight through. Everyone else is getting pulled up. Fill your hands up, three cans or a couple of bags, and you're in.
Okay.
That's all you got to fucking do.
That's all I ever do.
That's all you ought to ever do.
Let's move on.
Broncos Raiders. This is exciting football.
That'll be a good game.
Versus, what do we say today, Duke? A brutalist style of Eastern European Rugby League.
Yeah. Communists.
The great dictator, Ricky Stewart.
Love it. That describes the whole thing beautifully.
Brisbane will lap them.
I can see the hammer and sickle.
Mm.
Okay.
I think they might even ream them. Is that the technical term?
Yeah, Brisbane are on fire, man.
Yeah. What was Ricky eating in the box? He took orange out of a bag, and I got really excited because I thought it might have been cheese and bacon balls.
Was it dried mango?
I don't know. It looked crunchy. But he was eaten in the box.
Crunchy.
Was it orange, like just like dried up tang that he lost 10 years ago?
Would have been. Yeah. He just chipped it off with his his Kilometrico
Biro. Yeah, it was probably something in his show bag. He probably bought a show bag at the Easter show. And it's you know how you pull out all that. Remember that thing that I had? I had this, some lolly.
Sour apple thing.
Sour apple
thing. I remember those things.
And it was the most horrible thing I ever had.
Yes, it was fucked.
I took a bite and I went, this is great. And he goes, really? Oh, give me a bite. And then he just goes, oh, my fucking God. He nearly threw up.
It was all citric acid.
I can't believe you fell for that. But you fell for
something. And that was only last week. So Ricky Stewart is clearly not scared of Des Hasler.
No.
What fucking planet's he from? Fucking cheap,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Who would he be scared of in the coaching ranks? He wouldn't say that about Wayne, would he?
No, he'd be scared of Wayne because...
Wouldn't be scared of Bellamy.
Because Wayne has...
You reckon he wouldn't be scared of Bellamy?
No, because didn't they have a punch on almost in the...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. In the fucking tunnel. There's
no way... I mean, he
in
wouldn't...
In the tunnel.
He would, there'd be no need to do it. He wouldn't be scared of Cameron fucking Seraldo.
No.
I don't think
Adam O'Brien, he wouldn't be scared.
Cameron Seraldo in a dress dancing around and doing fucking weird porn shit.
Would he be scared of Benji? Because he's younger?
I think Wayne's the only one he'd be scared of because Wayne is the only one that's got a better... That's funnier than him or wittier than him.
What about Pato?
And can put him down.
Would he be scared of Peyton?
No.
So he's scared of no one.
The Warlock.
No
one. He's not scared of the Warlock.
He'll take them all.
Yeah. He'll take them all.
So if we're having like a 16-man, 17-man Royal Rumble with the coaches.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'd pay to watch that.
I'd like it.
They're all in a ring, last man survives. You reckon Ricky Stewart's winning?
He's in the last two or three.
Fuck.
Not being scared of someone and beating him are two different things, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. If I was in that ring, if I could sub in, I would... Okay. If you could... If you get Cameron Seraldo's place because he's meaningless, right? So all there's right. 17 NRL coaches in a ring.
Yeah.
But you're one of them.
Okay.
And the fucking... So you can do whatever you want. Last man standing, you get good. It? Last man standing gets $1 million. The bell rings. I know exactly... What are you doing? I know exactly who I'm running at when that bell rings.
Go on.
Who are you running at?
What, is Demetrio there? If Demetrio's there, I'm running fucking straight at him, head down.
So like, at Trent Robinson.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say, man. Straight at Robbo.
Come on, man. Trent Robinson. Oh, okay. Yeah. That big red inflamed head. Motherfucking yeah. self-righteous head.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Trent agreed.
Robbo. And I'm going low.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm going high.
Then I'm going middle.
And then I'm stomping all over.
And then I'm putting my pants back on.
And then I'm going to hit him.
Stomping like a bunch of grapes.
Yeah, Robbo's gone.
Yeah. He's smug, isn't he?
But Seabold would be the next guy, I reckon.
Robbo, Seabold.
I'd like to grab Robbo and ram his head into Seabold's head.
Fuck.
And just get a double whammy. Like Three
sound
Stooges.
Sound like a tomato hitting a coconut.
Old Three Stooges stuff, you know, slapping.
There's a lot of shtick to that.
I think you'd go a bit more Iron Sheik on him. Fuck George Animal Steel. Shout out, loved you. Bulldogs Knights.
What game's this? When?
Sunday.
Sunday 6?
No, this is a 2 p.m., mate.
Are we only up to 2 p.m.?
Mm.
Jesus,
I think,
we're fucked.
Bulldogs.
Well, they beat us in this game last year by 60 points.
That's last year, man. But you'd be carrying it over. You'd be carrying
points.
It over.
I predict.
They beat us by 60 motherfucking points.
You will lap them. I predict you lapping them.
Revenge game?
Revenge game.
Is that what you're saying?
You'll be like a Labrador.
Well, you know the 2 litres in the Dally M. I'll let you work on your Labrador metaphor.
Kikau?
And Ponga. They're both in this game.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, top two players. Kikau, I love you.
Mm. Yeah, Kikau's good.
Mate, running down that sideline.
Mm.
Unstoppable.
Running
unstoppable.
Down the sideline.
He's fucking insane.
Yeah.
He's insane.
Oh, I'm picking Bulldogs.
He's I reckon he's the best player in the comp at the moment, Kikau.
So do I, actually.
Yeah.
He's fucking...
Jesus.
Well, he's actually unstoppable at the moment.
Unstoppable. He's got good hands. He's got a good step.
And
he's
great
got
defense.
Good pace. And great defense. And he's huge. He's
and
fucking
he gets,
massive.
And he gets the worst service. And he's still good. Imagine if he had some good players in Celtic.
Has he got that fucking...
Poodle mullet.
Yeah.
He's not very noticeable without it. He's only 8 foot tall.
Yeah.
And then Sharks Cowboys. I mean.
No one cares about that.
Sharks top of the comp.
Oh, they were. Are they still?
Yeah. And Cowboys are fourth.
Mm.
This is like a top of the table clash.
I'm not even watching. I'm avoiding this out of spite.
Yeah.
To
fuck
the NRL
that game.
For just putting.
It's depressing. They're two real
North
depressing
Queensland
teams.
Versus Sutherland Shire.
Yeah.
Who wants to watch that?
Depressing teams with depressing coaches with. Depressing players.
Depressing lighting. Depressing uniforms.
I need medication to watch that shit.
Mm.
I need medication. I need to be sitting there staring at the TV but not really taking it in, you know, when you're that high on medication.
Mm.
That's what I need to watch that
endone
game.
Will get me through but, that.
Yeah, and then you know what we got the week after? Anzac round.
How many times are you going to hear that?
Every game.
Yeah.
They should just have it at the beginning. On the Thursday night, big celebration, goes for 10 minutes, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Why does it have to be at every game?
You wouldn't understand, mate.
I don't.
You got no Anzac spirit.
I haven't.
Well, we're on the winning side of that one.
There's no winners in war, mate.
That's true.
Just
actually,
remember
that's
that.
True.
Just remember that. Okay. Yep.
No winners in war.
That's true.
And there'll be no Souths winners because you're playing Melbourne that night.
No. Jesus.
Oh, no, we're going to get fucking...
Since when did us playing Melbourne become an Anzac
this
fucking
year.
Thing?
It's going to
be... It happened last year, didn't it?
They fucked over the Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Jesus Christ.
St. George, mate, you've had your run for Anzac Day too. Someone else's turn, I reckon.
So St. George Roosters usually on the Monday, isn't it?
That's everyone on Anzac. Anyway, good round of footy. I've got to say, 6 rounds in, this is the best start to a comp I can remember in a long time. Quality of game, quality of play is A-grade, man. It's actually fucking awesome this year.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Really good.
It's just very depressing being a Souths fan.
Well, yeah, but I think one of the things that's helping is the shit teams aren't a shit this year. Like most games, Like the Tigers, Saints and Bulldogs have all picked up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So you haven't got those. A couple of years ago, all of three of those teams,
yeah,
they were shit games every week.
There were because
they were just speed humps, right? Mm. They were useless. Whereas at least those teams are showing up this year.
Yeah, that's right.
So far anyway.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been good. There's been cracker games every week.
Yeah.
Not every game has, but most of the games have been pretty good.
Pretty rock solid.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. Thanks to Morten Paragon. Thanks to Duke, our special guest, Duke Hendricks, for coming along and having your opinion heard instead of just shouting it out on the street corner.
Plug your other potties, motherfucker. Go. You get 30 seconds.
Duke and Leon School of Life. And if you're into the Beatles, we've got...
which we are.
If you're not...
If you're not, you don't count.
We've got Tomorrow Never Knows is a Beatles podcast where Morten will be guest starring tonight. Yes,
I'm
we will.
Out. I'm spent.
Yes, you will.
Just a few more meat skewers, mate. Yeah. I'll get you going.
Bribe him with meat skewers.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks and see ya.